friends, this should be a special source for Reb Chaim Aaron Ben Gil, of Bracha Batzlacha B'chol Maaseh Yadav. And we're going to be discussing the Tzuras Kedushas Yom Kippur, based on the Beis Aaron of Agoyin Baron Cohen Zitzal and Simon Lamed Vav. In the Gemara in Maseches Chulin, there's a Brice on the Kuf Aleph that says, how do you know that if you do Malacha on Shabbos and Yom Kippur, the same day as Shabbos and Yom Kippur, how do you know that you're chayiv for each one independently? Chayiv a karbon for doing Malacha b'shogeg. So the pasuk says, it's Shabbos and it's Yom Kippur. That's what we say, glulis, you're chayiv on each one independently. The Bechiva says, no, you're only chayiv once. Only chayiv ala achas. This price is also born in the Torah's Kohanim. The Ramban explains that the reason Rabbi Akiva that he's only Chayiv Achas is because Shabbos and Yom Kippur is one Isser, because they're both called Shabbos. They're both called Shabbason. Yom Kippur is also called Shabbos Shabbason. They're both Shabboses. So it would appear from this that Yom Kippur has Kedusha Shabbos Mamish. And so it would appear from the Mechilta in Sidras Kisisa, Shememayet Sham, it's Memayet there, from the pasuk of Kikala Oseb Hamalacha Benichus Abba Ba V'lo B'chaverta V'lo Ba U'B'chaverta. That if you do Malacha and if you do Malacha and it, person gets Kares and it and not an in and its friend. Shein Shabbos Yom Kippur Mitzdar from Zem Zeh L'Chiyuv Kares. Shabbos is not, this is the Giras of the Gra, Shabbos is not Mitzdarif to Yom Kippur for a chiyuv kares. So let's say you have 2 days, and Shabbos and Yom Kippur, and you do part of Malach in one, part of Malach in the other, they're not mitzdarif, because Shabbos is not mitzdarif to Yom Kippur for a chiyuv kares. It has to be that you do all the Malach in one. If you do all the Malach in Yom Kippur, all the Malach in Shabbos, but they're not mitzdarif. So it would appear from this that if not for the miut of ba v'lo ba v'chaverta, then they would be mitzdarif. Why? Because they're one kedusha. And even after the limud, so it's only because they're two heftes. So enoch and amit, the same kedusha, two heftes, therefore not mitzdarif. This is discussed by Rav Aaron elsewhere, and hopefully for a different shear. Now, it isn't muchach like that according to all shitas. According to our girsa, in the Yalkut, not the girsa of the Gra, the meter is that two Shabboses aren't mitzdarif, not Shabbos and Yom Kippur. And even according to the girsa of the Gra, could be that after the Kamash Malan, it would come out that Shabbos and Yom Kippur are two separate kedushas, because Shabbos and Yom Kippur are not mitzdareif, because the pasuk was megala that you're not chayiv kares for Yom Kippur, because of the Shem Shabbos alone, there also has to be an ashar of Yom Kippur, and therefore it's not mitzdareif to Shabbos. So it's not muchrach that Shabbos and Yom Kippur both have kedusha Shabbos; they have the same kedusha. Nevertheless, we can prove from the sheet of the Rambam they're considered one kedusha, and the chilik is only in the level of the kedusha. That's from what the Rambam writes in the fifth parak of Hilchos Eiruvin Halacha Yud. So you go into Hilchos Eiruvin, that's exciting. There it says, Yom HaKippur Mishchalios Be'erev Shabbos Yireli Shehem Ki Yom Echad V'Kedusha Achas. If Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, Yom Kippur falls out on Erev Shabbos, it would appear that they're one day and one Kedusha. In other words, it's one long day. Friday's Yom Kippur, Shabbos is Shabbos, it's one long day, it's one Kedusha. And this is nafkamina l'nyanei Rav Tchumin. It's a tchum for one day, it's a tchum for the other day. It's one long kedusha. So you see, according to the Rambam, it's kedusha achas. Not, we can also argue there, but in Pashtus, that's pshat in the Rambam. Now, the makor that Yom Kippur has kedusha Shabbos mamish, we can explain that this we learn from the fact that the Torah had to be memayit, that Shabbos and Yom Kippur are mitzdarif to each other. So you see from this that kedusha Yom Kippur is me'en kedusha Shabbos, and therefore you would assume that if you do Malachan one, a parsha Malachan one, it's going to be mitzdarif with the parsha Malach you did on the other. So, because it's one kedusha, it's kedusha Shabbos. And even if one argues that they're two separate kedushas, but it's the same mahus. It could be there are different levels of kedusha, but it's essentially, inherently, it's the same type of kedusha, same form of kedusha, and they're just different levels of kedusha. The kedusha Yom Kippur is kala mikedusha Shabbos, and therefore they're not mitstarif. But often mahuti, the inherent kedusha, the quality of the kedusha, is the same. This might come out b'shitas Rambam, which we are not going to get into. There's a lot to say, Rabbi said. We can't cover everything. And it's interesting, the Rambam holds that the din of Tosefes is only legabe Yom Kippur. The Rambam doesn't hold this Tosefes legabe Shabbos. He holds Tosefes legabe Yom Kippur. And it's learned from the Pasuk of Me'arad Erev Tishbu Shabbatchem, from night to night, which adds on also Erev Yom Kippur. So, and it's called Shabbos. So the Kedushas Yom Kippur is called Shabbos, because from this pasuk he learns Tosefes Yom Kippur. Now this pasuk is not talking about not doing melacha; it's talking about inui. And why do we have inui? Inui is machmas shem Kedushas Yom Kippur. We're ma'ana ourselves because that's part of the sanctity of the day. And the pasuk is calling that sanctity of the day of Inui Shabbos. So again, Yom Kippur has Kedushas Shabbos. So then we have to understand what's the difference between Kedushas Yom Kippur and Kedushas Yom Tov. Yomim Tovim also are called Shabbos. They're called Shabbosos Hashem. Therefore, we need a special pasuk to be Marbet to teach us that the Musaf HaRegel doesn't patter the Musaf of Shabbos. You would think it would because they're both called Shabbos. So why aren't Shabbosos and Yomim Tovim considered one Kedusha? They should also be one, just like Shabbos and Yom Kippur are one Kedusha. Yom Tov is also called Shabbos. So why aren't Shabbos and Yom Tov considered one Kedusha? And even if you want a taina that it's a lesser, Yom Kippur is a lower level of, Yom Tov is a lower level of Kedusha than Shabbos, so you can say the same thing about Yom Kippur. Shabbos is the highest level of Kedusha, but the essence of Kedusha is the same type of Kedusha. So it should be Kedusha Achas with Shabbos, and it's not Kedusha Achas with Shabbos. So why isn't Yom Tov Kedusha Achas with Shabbos, and Yom Kippur is? That if you do Malacha, that for Erev Tchumen they're considered Kedusha Achas. So what's the difference between, right, and also we have in the Gemara that we quoted before, that if you do Malacha on Shabbos Yom Kippur, you're only Chayav Achas, same Kedusha. So it would appear that we can explain as follows. This is Rav Aaron Cohen, Zecher Tzaddik V'Kadosh Livracha. There's a fundamental difference between Shabbos of Yom Tov and Shabbos of Yom Kippur. That the Yom Tov is called B'Shem Shabbos, the reason is, as it says in the Sefer Beis Aaron and Simet HaZayin, based on the Torah's Kohanim, why does it say Shabbos by the Moados? Talk about Shabbos by the Modos. What's the Kesher? Teach of your Machal Modos like your Machal Shabbos. And the reason is that the Shorish of Kedushas HaModos is drawn from the Kedushas of Shabbos, which is Rosh Rishon and Mekorei Kodesh. The Kedusha of the Modos draws its Kedusha from the Kedusha Shabbos. However, Yom Kippur has Kedusha Shabbos mitzad atzma. Why? Because the Etzem Tzuras Kedushas Hayom, Shiyom Slicho Mechila, Yeshbo Dimyon Mamish L'Shabbos. Yom Kippur has Kedusha Shabbos because of itself. It's not that its Kedusha is drawn from Shabbos. Its Kedusha is coming from itself, because the Etzem Tzuras Kedushas Hayom is a day of Slicha and Mechila, and it's Mamis Adimion L'Shabbos. It's very similar to Shabbos, so it's drawn its Kedusha from itself and not from Shabbos. Unlike Yom Tov draws its Kedusha from where? From Shabbos. But Shabbos but Yom Kippur draws its Kedusha from Yom Kippur. It's similar to Kedusha Shabbos. So how are we to understand this? So we have to go al derech ha'agada for this one, and that is behekdim divrei ha'tur. The tour says that we say betfilas arvis shel Shabbos ataki dashta, that's keneged Shabbos bereishis shizman kenisasa v'hischil betchilas kenisa Shabbos. Right? The beginning of Shabbos. It's the beginning of Shabbos Bereshis. We say, Yismach Moshe B'matnas Chelko. Tefillah Shachar Shal Shabbos, Shabbos of Matan Torah. When was the Shabbos of Matan Torah? When was the Torah given? By day. So it would appear that we can explain that just like every Shabbos is the Kedusha of the first Shabbos, that was Miskadish, Be'ez Kamar Ma'aseh Bereishis, Shekudasin Roshachas B'chol Shabbos. So just like every Shabbos is drawn from Ma'aseh Bereishis, that Kedusha, similarly, every Shabbos has the Koch Kedusha of Shabbos of Matan Torah. That Kedusha is drawn to all the times and all the generations, and that's the Tzuras Kedushas Mikra Kodesh El Shabbos. That it has the Kedusha of Matan Torah. And that's connected to the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael, which was Miskadish after Matan Torah. So you have every Shabbos, you have the Kedusha of Ma'aseh Bereishis, and you have the Kedusha of Matan Torah. Those are the two Kedushas. Those are the two Kedushas. Of every Shabbos, the Kedusha of Ma'aseh Bereishis, Kedusha of Matan Torah. And that continues throughout all the generations. So it would appear we can explain that even Yom Kippur has this Kedusha Mamish, because Yom Kippur is called Yom Matan Torah. This is the day the Luchos were given. Like it says in the Mishnah, the end of Tainus, B'yom Chasunas was Matan Torah. Rashi says that's Yom Kippur, that the Luchos Achronos were given. And it would appear, moreover, that even Kedusha Shem Yom HaKippurim, Shenekar Al Shem Shiyom Slicho Mechila, the Iker Gorim HaKedusha, is because it's Yom Matan Luchos Shnios, and therefore it's considered for generations a day of Slicha and Mechila. That's the Kedusha of Yom Kippur. The Kedusha of Yom Kippur is Matan Torah, and the Kedusha of Yom Kippur is Slicho Mechila. And you get Slicho Mechila because that's when the second Luchos were given, and that's why it's called Slicho Mechila, because it says in the Gemara, in Bava Basra, Kuf Chof Aleph, Amr Bishim Gamliel, Hayim until the Yisok Yom Kippurim, Bechamishel Sarba'av, Sebishnaim, it could be Yom Slicho Mechila, Yom Shinid Ba Luchos Achronos. So it says that there are no great days like Yom Kippur and the 15th of Av. So Bishlam, Yom Kippur, I get it. It's a day of Slicha Mechila. The second Luchos were given. So from this Lashon of the Gemara, it would appear that these are two Inyanim, that each one makes it into a Yom Tif. A, it's a day of Slicha Mechila. And B, Nidnu Ba Luchos. Again, Bishlam, Yom Kippur, Yom Slicha Mechila. A and B, Yom Shenidnu Bo Luchos Achronos. So these are two gorems, two causes for the Kedusha. However, in the Gemara at the end of Tainis, the other Gemara says a little bit differently. Bishleim Yom Kippur Mishum De Isbei Slicho Mechila. Yom Shenidnu Bo Luchos Achronos. So this lashon is a little bit different. It says the isbe that it has slicha mechila, and it's the day that the luchos achronos were given. So from this shinui lashon, that it doesn't say it's a yom slicha mechila, it just says that it has slicha mechila, not that it's a yom. What's the lashon of the gemara in Bava Basra? Yom slicha mechila, yom shinu baluchos, and here it's isa isbe slicha mechila, and yom shinu baluchos achronos. So it would appear that it just happens to be a day of Slicha Mechila. It just happens to be that there's Slicha Mechila. But the day is the day the Luchos Achronos were given. So what's the Pshat? That the Ikar Tzuras Simchas Hayom is Luchos Shnius. And that's why the girls are dancing. It's a day that has Slicha Mechila, but it's Yom that doesn't say Yom. By the way, it's in Tainis, it says the Isbe Slicha Mechila, not Yom Shel Slicha Mechila. So it's Mashmur, it says Yom Shel Luchos Achronos, that's the Iker Kedusha. The Iker Kedusha of the day is that it's a Yom Slicha Mechila, a Yom Shel Luchos Achronos. And that's why the girls are happy and they're dancing. And the mission there is Mefurish, that the Tzura Seyontiv and Simcha is because it's Yom HaTorah. Like it says, V'chein Omer, Tzen, Aran, Avodah Tzion, etc. V'yom Chasinasa, Zeh Yom HaTorah. And mitam zeh, the girls would go out b'mochol in memory of this simcha of Matan Luchos Shniyas. So al pizeh nira lefari, shemasha gemara meres. That's what the gemara says. The reason is because it has slichah mechila. It doesn't mean that the simchas hamochol is machmas simchas haslicha. No, but rather the reason is on the ikar din yom kippur that it's a yom tov liyisrael because it has slichah mechila before the daros. But the special simcha on this day that the girls will go out and dance is in memory of Matan Torah. And therefore it says, Senarena, Yom Chasunaso, Matan Torah. And this simcha is connected to the simcha Saslicha, which is now befoal, that it's Gorim Slicha because it's a Yom Chasunaso. Because Rashi Ala Torah, in Dvarim Perek Tes, Yitches, and the Pasuk Yasnapel explains over there that the first Hisratzis on the Mechilas Maisa Egel was finished at the beginning of Elul, Boba Yom. He said to Moshe, Psalcha Shnei Luchos, and then Arbaim Yom, and it ends up finishing out on Yom Kippur. And Yom Kippur Hashem was misratzed to the Jewish people of the Simcha, and he says to Moshe, Salach Likid Varech, and therefore today of Slicha Mechila. So it would appear that the Iker reason that it was established the Doros as Yom Slicha Mechila is because of this Ratzis B'Simcha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was misratzed. And it's mistabra that why was he misratzed B'Simcha? Because he was so happy about the Chasana, about the Matan Torah, about the Luchos Shnius. When you have a chasana, so then you're that's mechila, you're much more likely to be forgiving on that chasana day. And we can be merames this in the pasuk in Tehillim, Mem Ches Gimel, Yefeinof Mesos Kol Haaretz, Tagim Yonason says, Shapir Hich Chasana. So he says, Yefeinof, it's so beautiful, the joy of the land. What's the joy of the land? What's the beauty? The beauty, he says, is the chasana. So it could very well be that we can explain the Targum Yonason based on the Mishnah. V'yom chasinasu zeh matan Torah, v'yom simchas libo zeh ol moed. That the pshat of the Mishnah is that the simchas yon of the chasana was finished at the time of the Akamas ol moed. That's after the Isratzus, after Hashem agreed to forgive us. And this day is a kapara, de kaparas karbanos. Right, that's the Akamas ol moed. Now we have the kapara of karbanos. And therefore the Targum was mitargem chasna kamo chas shapir kamo chasna chadvas kol yoshvei ara, that it's like they have the joy of a wedding, and it's the joy of the happiness of all those who dwell in the land. That this is galus, this revelation of yufei nof, of the beauty, is seen always that it's the mesos kol aretz. What's the mesos kol aretz? What's the joy of the land? The joy of the land is the kapara of the Mizbeach. And that's why it says Vayter. Mesos kol haaretz yarkes etzafon. What are we talking about? We're talking about Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash, kapara. So after the chasana, after Matan Torah, v'yom chasunasu is Matan Torah, and then the simcha is completed with the Ohel Moed, with the Mishkan, with the Beis HaMikdash, where we have kapara. And that's why the pasuk says Yarkes Tzafon. That's the kapara of the mizbech, which is in the Tzafon. Moshe Amru Chazal, Yerushalayim is Mesos Kol Aretz. Why is it? Why is Yerushalayim such a happy place? Because we have kapara there. We have Yarkes Tzafon, and therefore on Slicha Mechila, the Gemara doesn't say Yom. It only says Ispe. In other words, now we have it before Al. But Matan Luchos Shniyos says Yom, because it's not now before Al. This is a day of Matan Torah. In other words, when is the Torah actually given? The Torah was actually given back then. It's not given now anymore. So this was a day of Matan Torah. Now this day of Matan Torah is going to have for the generation Slicha Mechila. And they go together. The Slicha Mechila comes. Hashem gave us the Luchos. We have a Chasana. It brings the Slicha Mechila. And that's the Ol Moed. Yom Chasunasa, Yom Simchas Libo. Yom Chasunasa is the wedding. That's the Matan Luchos. And then Simchas Libo is the Ol Moed, the Beis HaMikdash. Yifei Nof Misos Kol Haaretz. That it's the joy of the land, this wedding. And then it's, why? Because of Yarkes Tzafon. Because after this wedding of Matan Luchos, now we have the Kapar of the Karbanos. Now, Rabbeinu Chananel and Tainus there doesn't bring the Ispe Slicha, that befoel it has Slicha. Rather, just Shenitnu Bar Luchos Achronos. So how do we explain Rabbeinu Chananel? Apparently we could explain, even based on the gears that we have, that the Gemara does say it's Slicha and Mechila. So Rabbeinu Chananel is explaining that it says Slicha and Mechila, they wouldn't have made a Yom Tif, since it's a Yom Tzom. The Yom Tov of Slicha, we make an Erev Yom Kippur by eating, by drinking, like Rabbeinu Yonah writes in the Shari Tshuva. That's one of the reasons why Ocho B'Tshi is Kilu Asana, because that's the Simcha, it's the Yom Tov of Yom Kippur. So the Yom Tov was established on Simchas Matan Torah of the Luchos Shnius. That's the Yom Tov. Yom Tov is not because Slicha Mechila. Slicha Mechila, you get it sown. So the Yontif is Al Tzmatan Luchos. And that the Gemara says that it has Slicha Mechila, it's to tell us how great the Simcha is of the Matan Luchos. That through the Simcha, Kodesh Baruch Hu was Mitzratz to the Jewish people. And he says, Salachti. And because of this, we have the Doros, a day of Slicha Mechila. So that's the difference between the Slicha Mechila of the day and the Matan Torah of the day. The Iker day, the Iker Simcha of the day is because of the Matan Torah. And then the outcome is that this nowadays, before B'Meshach HaDoros, we're going to have Slicha Mechila. And of course, you can also explain the Gemara in Bava Basra that way. That it's a Yom Slicha Mechila, and it's a Yom of Luchos Achronos. That the Iker Yom, we can say, is the Luchos Achronos, that there's Matan Torah, and it also is a day of Slicha Mechila, which is, why is it a day of Slicha Mechila? Because it's a day of Matan Luchos. And this day of Matan Luchos made it a day, Lidoros, of Slicha Mechila. So you can really understand both Gemaras the same way, we just made a diuk, there's a different Lashon. It says, Isbe Slicha Mechila and Tainis, which is not a day, the essence of the day, the Iker Simcha of the day is the Matan Torah, and it just happens to come along with it. Because of that, the outcome is, not just not Derech Agav, but the outgrowth of this of Matan Luchos is going to be the Slicha Mechila. Al Kopanim Yotzei Mizeh, that the Shorish Kedushas Yom Kippur Shenasel Yom Mechaper, the root of Kedushas Yom Kippur, that it's a day of Kapara, is because it's the day of Matan Luchos Shnios. And on this day, it's Mesari Tamil Adoros, this Simcha of Yom Chasunaso, that through this Simcha Adoros also, there's a Sratzus, there's this appeasement, that's the word Sratzus, I keep using means appeasement, of Slicha and Mechila B'Simcha. And according to this, the Inyan of Kaparas Yom Kippur is also Mesiaches to the Shem Shabbos of Matan Torah, that this Kedusha Shabbos is because Torah was given, and that's Nimshach for all Shabbosos. All Shabbosos. So, every Shabbos is really a Shabbos of Matan Torah, and every Yom Kippur is also a Shabbos of Matan Torah. That's the Luchos Shnios. Okay, so this was the first stage in our journey, sweet friends, and we would like to continue this journey. It is a really, really exciting one, and there is a lot more to explain. We haven't figured everything out yet. Will we ever figure everything out? No. But we would like to continue trying as well as we can. So God should just help us, and it should be gevaldik, and we should have the unbelievable simcha of Yom Kippur. Shalom, shalom.